Blog Talk Radio.
Test the bully block, test the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
The game is for the taking. A lot of kennels slacking up. Feel you got a beast? Bring them out, stack them up. You see this monster, chin up and chest out. Huge head, cock deep, then I bring the rest out. I hit the boards and I ask who the best out. They said bring the South, Elite Edge and Midwest out. I'm with the bully block, man, they brought the press out. My dog's eating good as me, never stressed out. Media, rather frightened than enlightened, y'all. Ban a misbrand, but the bully ain't a fighting dog. The temperament is cooler than the fan. While the lab dog's high strung, pulling at your hand. With the breed, I'm a owner and a fan. For that backyard mid-ish, go holla at your man. Check the pedigree, we don't do the run around. This the bully breed, round here we shut them down.
Check the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
Check the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
What I like about the breed is selection. You can mix and match blood till you find perfection. Do some research, hit a show, find connections. Figure what type you shoot you like, make investments. For his features, I just found a pup with a short muzzle, block head, solid as a truck. I hit the vet, pick the ear style, cut it down. Let him heal, hit the first show, shut it down. I got credit, it was nothing to debate on. Wait until I work him out and put his weight on. Them dogs out when the stars around. In the show where they customize cars and sounds. A four-legged monster, freaked out collar spikes, posing with a credible celeb or the model type. It's undeniable when you see them come around. The bully breed, round here they shut it down.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
Every town,
every state
is a certified bully, looking great,
looking good.
In a show stacked up, a pool of weight, 100 vans, 100 trucks full of crates. You got a little edge, then you shut it down. Got a little watchdog, then you shut it down. You rock with Nevada, you shut it down. You got a little Gotti, you shut it down. What about Remy Line? Yeah, they shut it down. What about Gray Line? Yeah, they shut it down. You got some Norwood, then you shut it down. Dax Blood, then you shut it down. How that chaos be? They shut it down. What about Monster G? They shut it down. If I forgot any names, run them down. Bully Pride Worldwide, we shut it down.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
We shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
We shut it down.
We shut it down. We shut it down.
Bully Block Radio.
You know what it is.
I bully. Do you?
Yeah, you already know what it is. You are now tuned in to the number one radio station in the bully world today, Bully Block Radio, with your host, Kev Green, Dayton Bodine, and Revved Up Danny.
You know.
They told me keep it bully, but I've been bully. Shit, I bully.
I bully.
They told me keep it bully, but I've been bully. Shit, I bully.
Bully Block Radio.
You're listening to the Bully Block. Bully Block.
What up?
Live with your hosts, Lil Green, Dayton Bodine, and Danny G.
All right. You already know what it is. You are now tuned into Monday Night's Own, the Bully World's Own Bully Block Radio with your host, Kev Green, Dayton Bodine from Killing Noise Kennels, and Danny D from iBully. What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
Not too much. What's going on,
what's
fellas?
What's going on, Dayton, man?
It's been a minute, man.
That's what's up, man. It's been a minute since we've been on the air, man. Apologize to those that listen every week, man. We need to get a few things together, man. You know what I'm saying? But we're back here tonight with a strong show, man. Shit, what's going on with them puppies, Dayton, man? How them puppies turning out?
Oh yeah, man. We got quite a few things going on over here right now, man. Like I've been saying these past few weeks, puppies are getting of age, man. I got these white folks in Attica puppies right now. We got three males and two females off of that litter, man. We're going to have possibly a couple of pups available off of that. It's a real, real hot breeding, man. And, we got quite a few things going on, man. Jack with Nathan from Heavy Hands, they did a little collaboration. They got Castro and Harley Quinn puppies coming in. They'll be coming in here real soon. My partner Steve-O, he's got some real nice puppies right now off a couple different litters, man. So, anybody interested in some real quality, real American bullies, give us a call, man. Hit us up on Facebook, Killinoise.com, KillinoisKennels.com. Search Killinoise on Facebook, man. You'll find quite a few of us. Somebody will get you in tune with what you need to get in tune with. So, but yeah, man. Me and my partner, one of my boys, man. We did a breeding last night. We just bred Flair to a cash pot daughter. One of my partners, he's got a real nice cash pot daughter. We bred her to Ric Flair last night. So that's another little something, kind of new for Killinoise, man. We got some real nice stuff going on, man. It's good with y'all.
That's what's up, man. I might want to check one of them joints out right there. Like Ric Flair said, the cash pot daughter. That sounds like it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, man, it's kind of similar to the last breeding we did with him, man. And, there's definitely high hopes for that breeding, man. The way Flair put it down for us on his first rip out, man, people are going crazy over him right now, man. I actually can't wait to breed to him myself, man. Flair's also available for stud for anybody listening in looking for a real nice try, put some heavy bones, some heavy head, some heavy everything. Man, holler at me. He's ready to go, man. He's breeding natural and everything. So.
What's up? Killinoise Kennels, one of the OGs. In the game right here. Coming back strong for 2015, man. Be on the lookout for them, KillinoiseKennels.com. Coming hard, man. They got a bunch of new breedings this year, man, and they're going to be back in your face. Y'all going to be in the VIP corner in Peoria in 2 weeks, man. I can't wait to see the lineup you guys got.
Yeah, man, for sure. We're looking forward to that show, man. It's not too far for us, and we're going to be coming out pretty deep, man. Anybody listening in, they're able to make it to that show, man. Make sure you guys come out and support, man. It's going to be going down for sure.
That's what's up. All right, so we're here, man. Big shouts out to everybody tuning in. I see we got a lot of people calling in. We ain't been on the air for 2 weeks, so we're back. So I was like, Danny, we need a whammer, man. We need a whammer to come back, man, because since we ain't been on the air for 2 weeks, man, we want you to hook up a good show. So, my man Danny hooked up this show, man. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on for us tonight, man. I know I've been getting a lot of inboxes. about this show tonight, man. Why don't you let us know a little bit about what's about to go on?
Oh, man, we got, we're going to have Terrell Quincy, the owner of Denzel, and of D-Line. He's going to be called, you know, he's on the line getting ready to come on the air. But before we bring him on, I just want to make a couple announcements, man. I want to ask people, please be respectful. Do not blow up my inbox while we have him on the line. If you, in fact, have questions to ask and are a member of the public D-Line page, you could ask them there, or you could ask them on the – I'm going to open the chat. So if you have access to a computer, I'm going to launch the chat right now and post questions there. Terrell is going to be on the line joining shortly if he would like.
I want to say something as well. I just want everybody to know, you know what I'm saying? I want to say something else before we do this. Much respect to Terrell, man, and Denzel, man, that, you know, monumental dog in the bully game, man, ever since I first started coming around, you know, in around 09 or whatever. I think that's the year I went to Nationals. He won Nationals, man, and that dog has been impressive ever since I used to see him as a puppy back on the Midwest Bully Board. When he used to post him up, man. So, but Denzel, that's a monumental dog, man. I just want to say respect to that. Everybody that knows our show, man, we know we've been here every week for the past over a year now, going on a year and a half. We don't do, you know, negative shows. We don't do blast shows. We don't do shows that turn into arguments, you know, things like that, man. We just kind of like to shed light to, you know, if there's some things going on, we'd like to let, you know, we'd like to bring them on and get this, you know, let everybody know what's going on, you know what I'm saying, and get the side of the story that, you know, you might not have. So, you know, we've done that with Dave Wilson. We've done that with, oh boy, with the three-legged dog, you know what I'm saying, and now we're doing this today. So I'm going to turn the show over to Danny, man, and let's get it in.
All right, without further ado, man, we got Terrell on the line. What's going on, Terrell?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on, Terrell?
Too much, man.
Oh, nothing much. Just got through doing AIs. Yeah. Long days.
All right. So, Terrell, man, let's get into it a little bit. Man, I know there's been a lot of controversy surrounding Denzel. Apparently, there's Photoshop pictures going around of him bleeding. You know, I haven't really been seeing everything, all the posts, but I did see a few. And, you know, first let's get into Denzel himself, man. Tell us a little bit what's going on, all that little controversy about the bloody semen and whatnot. You know, what's going on with that?
Oh, man. Well, it's like a soap opera almost. But anybody who knows me and has done breedings with me, and it's a lot of people on the line that'll be real dog men and understand how this works. He, ever since probably, I think when maybe he was like a year and a half when he started doing his early breedings, somebody, I don't know exactly who it was at that time, pulled him, and they probably pulled him too rough, and he ruptured a vein. So now probably every 2 to 3 times that you breed him, he do the same thing. But, you know, he's not the first dog in my camp to do it, and that's why my inbox has been full with a lot of guys laughing their asses off about all of this, about a dog rupturing a vein during an AI. But that's pretty much what he, you know, that's pretty much what he does. So basically it turned into, in the summer I was sort of busy, but someone needs to get their breeding done. So, you know, I went out of my way. I said, hey, if you can pick him up and take him to your vet, get the breeding done, you know. So he picked the dog up, and that's where the picture comes from. But like you said, it's Photoshop. He drips a little blood, but he doesn't cover a floor. So, you know, some of the guys, you know, I mean, it just, you know how something small can turn into something as the biggest deal in the world. And, you know, the guy who actually took the picture, he called me and apologized because he had just asked, was that a problem? But even at the time, his vet, you know, and I quote, his vet told him that the semen count was so good he could split it and turn it into two AIs. there's never an issue with the problem. It's a vein, varicose vein, more so than anything, on the side of his penis that, it'll, like I said, it'll bleed. But then this thing took on a life of its own because, for whatever reason, the guy he sent the picture to, he was a D-Line member. I don't know if he was like some rogue agent or something. But he turns it into that the dog has prostate cancer. Then this other individual, you know, and I'm, you know, being respectful to the show, so I don't point out everybody's names. But if anybody's seen the saga, they could probably figure it out. You know, he's even online, and he had two letters with Denzel. And he's the main one bashing, oh, there's something wrong with him. I can't believe that you would breed him like this, that, and the other. But keep in mind, like I say, he has two full breedings with the dog. But, you know, he went into the thing of saying that I was hanging the dog's papers and or doing all of this madness. And, you know, to try to make it brief so I don't take up the entire show with this, is that, you know, a lot of the stuff just didn't make sense. That's why I sat back so long, because I know once you tell lies, you know, the lies will catch up to themselves. But you had people just coming out with dumb stories. We even had a guy who his own son came on there and was like, man, my dad is full of shit. You know, he never talked to this man. He never seen Denzel. But, you know, to make the story, you know, quite simple, it was all just fabricated. You know, the people, Denzel has a couple pretty large litters on the ground right now. And y'all experienced dog man, so you know if you're collecting with a cone, you won't get any blood in there. Because basically the cone is going to seal up, if he does rupture, it's going to seal up that area until you can get your semen out of there. And then if it bleeds some, it bleeds some. If you're trying to collect with a plastic bag or something like that, and that goes for any dog, then, of course, you run the chance of, if it's a rupture, that it drains down in there. But, you know, to be honest with you, I can't understand the perspective of any of these guys because, you know, I guess, like, you know, and I appreciate you bringing me on the show just to state that part of it. The individuals that are all over Facebook with all of these comments and stuff, they really haven't had any dealings with the dog. One of them have only seen the dog once and did no breedings at all with him. Like I said, the other guy, he's got two full litters off of the dog, you know, and was very happy. I don't know what happened. I didn't talk to the guy, you know, for a while, and he just came back as a, I don't know, some kind of dog terrorist. But, you know, I mean, I think one of the most ironic parts about this whole story was is that the one individual was giving out the veterinarian's number. And, I mean, we all know how that game works. I can't call your vet and say, hey, you know, Danny did this or, you know, whoever had this, what's up with his dog? What's up with the health of the dog? You know, does he owe anybody money? The vet's going to tell you, you know, kick rocks. I can't disclose anybody's business. But then she got upset because, and that's why I tell people, you know, don't believe everything that you say, everything that you hear on Facebook. Because during his attack, you know, he boasted this vet up as this great veterinarian, which she is. But, you know, when I'm on the phone with her, because she called me about it, actually, because one of her techs had seen it on there. The thing of it is that it's a very contradictory statement. Because like she says, one second he's calling me a great vet, and talking about I would tell people how bad Denzel's semen is and that he's sick and that it's not his semen when it goes out. But she's like, think about that. If it's not his semen that's being shipped out, you're telling the whole Facebook people who are silly enough to listen to you that this vet has decided to switch the name on paperwork for me as she ships it out. You know, because she deals with Denzel, so she obviously knows who Denzel is, so if I brought in one of his sons to ship, she knows that that's not Denzel. So basically, she would be going against her code of ethics as a veterinarian and sending out semen under false pretenses, which also, when there's money involved, is a fraud. She's possibly could lose her license. And he didn't understand that this is what he had laid out. You know, in his lie, he had laid out something that was nearly impossible. You know, and at the same time, you know, for everybody listening, Denzel is DNA profile. And then, sort of wrap up this part of it, because I think it's all so silly that it can easily be proven the opposite way. I went in last Wednesday to ship some teaming out, and this lady, you know, very respected vet, actually was awarded by Westminster and Ukanuba last year as one of the breeding specialists of the year. So she's standing there holding up a clear thing of semen, showing that Denzel semen has no blood in it, and then having me take pictures of him with the box, the label, the date, his junk hanging out and everything else. And it's just, you know, it's one of them things that I think and I'm sort of used to it. And like you said, you had Dave on the show, and it's funny, Dave actually, you know, he chimed in on it before and let me know, like, hey, man, you gonna have that. But, you know, I've dealt with a lot of people, literally in the hundreds now, and these are people who, for whatever reason, I really didn't even deal with too much, besides, like I say, the one guy did have two breeding. And for whatever reason, they got it in for us. They were pretty much people who were a part of D-Line and decided to go their own ways. And, you know, they put that out there, but I've made the challenge, and I'm making it again on radio. For anybody who does want to keep on continuing on with this, I'm more than willing to meet at whatever veterinarian office you want to, and we can put up $10,000 or $20,000. It don't matter. It will be no problem with a semen count on Wednesday with 900 million with nearly 90% motility. Yeah, that's pretty much all I can say on that. But if anybody wants to take it up and just donate to the house, I'll be more than willing to meet you.
Okay, okay. On to the next topic. you and I have talked in private way before any of this controversy came on, and we were talking ethics, customer service. Part of the project that I was that I called UBBA, which is now Better Breeders Association.
Yes.
You know, and you know, we talked about ethics, and you said, you know, you were fully on board with it, and you know, you did agree that ethics, morals, and customer service is very important, especially in this community. You know, with a lot of people getting burned and whatnot. Now, there was another topic raised. I believe it was Jay McKibben, and I don't know how, but Robert Lee was involved somehow.
I mean, I can address that, and like I say, you know me, I am me, so I say it how it is. First of all, Jay doesn't have any dealings with me, really. I gave Jay a good price on a stud credit because he was part of D-Line, and at the time, when it was time for the breeding to come, he said he didn't have the money for shipping. That was the end of it. Now, his brother-in-law put a deposit on the breeding, and the breeding didn't take. You know, now, at this time, and I mean, I still have it on there, you know, I told him, hey, we're going to have to probably repeat it. You know, she didn't take. You know, that's the way it goes. You know, so he's like, oh, okay. And, of course, you know, waiting on the bitch to come in. And, you know, I give you the first part, then I give you the second part to make sense of it. So even on there, you know, going along with the program, I offered him, I said, and this was just last month, I said, look, if it's starting to be too much for you, we don't even have to worry about the contract being transferable or whatever. I can give you your money back, or you can get get in on this other litter. Once again, he said he would wait. Now, after that point in time, I started getting a lot of feedback that it was individuals in my own camp, which he was a part of, that were coming around having a lot of things to say or whatever. So, you know, at that point, I'm like, you know, I just sit back and relax and see how it shakes out. And sure enough, I get a call from a friend that Robert Lee is calling around asking about Denzel semen. You know, and then somebody else is asking about Denzel semen. And I'm just sort of, man, I'm sort of old school on it. I feel like if you have any questions, you don't call everybody else, you call me. And that includes right. The people who were saying it or whatever, you know. If you tell me if me and you have some business, I'm not going to involve everybody else. Because that's where the thing, you know, that's where the thing got going at. So at this point, you know, for me, I felt like at this point in time, you know, and I missed a sort of a part, but shortly thereafter, they went on this whole blast mission. Like, oh, he's not gonna honor the breeding, this, that, and the other. Robert Lee came on there and said, yes, I did ship out. So, once again, you know, we having the same issue where they're making up stuff, and it starts with the stories. And I told the individual at the time, I said, you know what, I will give you your money back. That's not a problem. He chose to wait, and then later on chose to go on this crusade to try to get a bunch of stuff going, go behind my back, say this, say that, which was out of the question to me, because I had just told you you could have your money back or switch it if you were in a big rush. And what it was is that this individual was basically listening to Luke. I mean, Luke was listening to Jay, which later he tried to separate himself from Jay, saying, I don't want any part of that. But Jay was one of the main people who was out there with this whole Denzel conspiracy theory based off of a picture that he got. You know, and I don't ever mind, you know, and at this time, too, I mean, I'll say it like that. And as far as Jay goes, I'm not dealing with Jay. I feel like even in the customer service aspect of it is this, and I've always felt that way. People know I will go to whatever extent. Like I told you when this story started, I actually let somebody come and pick my dog up and drive, you know, 3 hours to their vet, do the surgical, come back just to make sure they got their breeding done. I've done all kind of stuff to make sure people get what they have, and I've always, you know, show love on prices and everything. But I feel like just because you give me a deposit doesn't mean you own me. Doesn't mean that you can run around and talk crazy. You can switch up stories. When I offer you your money back, you know, you feel like I owe you more because the breeding didn't take. You knew what the situation was when you put a deposit in. It's a possibility that this babe could go one way or the other. And you didn't want to wait because you didn't want anybody to jump in front of you. And at this time, he would still get his puppy, but I'm going strictly by the contract now where everything is transferable. Because from my perspective, I think the whole friend thing went out the window when you went on this public crusade of lies and stuff. And that, you know, and that goes with Jay, too. You know, I mean, really it goes with any of those guys who was involved in it. There's more guys than that came in there. Another individual was mad because I didn't call him the day that I was at the hospital while my son was being born. You know, he apologized. He sent me a thing and apologized. But, you know, people, I don't know. I sort of understand because I own another business, and I understand how it goes that the customer thinks because they give you a dollar that they own you and they can talk to you any kind of way and they can treat you any kind of way. But, you know, at this point, as far as what you were saying, as far as customer service goes, I feel like that I was going past what I was supposed to do. I was changing the terms of the contract and doing things that I shouldn't have been doing. So now I'm just going to go strictly by the terms of the contract with these guys. And then I have to say at some point in time, it becomes a thing of how much do you have to take to the point to where I honestly, and I know everybody might not agree with this, but at some point I feel like they owe me. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, as far as my group goes and as far as, you know, the people around me goes, they went on a big crusade of lies and nonsense, you know, even insulting men's wives and just going on with all these things. And once it was proven wrong, we even had people, you know, making up stories and blocking people off of Facebook once they found out that, you know, they was totally full of shit. You know, and that, to me, that blurred the lines of customer service when, you know, your $400 or your $500 don't mean I have to sit there and listen to you insult my friends' wives and you'd make all these crazy demands, especially not after I already tried to straighten you out. And the worst part about this is, like I told you, when I made the offer to give the money back, that was the last time I talked to the individual. Next thing I know, it's a post up on Facebook. Oh, you tried to get over on me. You tried to do this. You tried to do that. You tried to do this. And he's like, I messaged you. You didn't message me back. I have 5 Facebook pages and probably get 200 messages a day. So I had to dig through there. Yes, you did message me, but you didn't even wait a full 48 hours for me to respond to you. You know, And that's, you know, and I know, you know, what we had talked about with customer service, but I do believe that at some point in time, the customer has to be responsible for their behavior too, because you can only work with a person to a certain extent. And if they think that they can, you know, just because they do any kind of business with you, that they own you, that's not good, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, that's why, you know, this new platform that I'm trying to, not to cut you off, but, you know, this new platform that I'm trying to implement, which is called the Better Breeders Association. You know, I'm trying to implement where all transactions, doesn't matter if it's your own mother or father, all transactions should be, you know, we encourage people to do all transactions with paperwork notarized in front of a notary public. And that's it. And that way, anybody on either end of the transaction will not get screwed over, you know. But like you said, mistakes happen. There's, you know, other topics that I'd like to get into. My inbox is blowing up, and I have to ask you this. There's talks about dogs that passed while they were in your care. Just trying to get, you know, people.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that, you know, that goes back. Is that your only one, or you had another one?
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, well, that absolutely, that goes back to over 3 years ago. What happened is I'm Ohio native, so when I moved to Florida, I didn't know about all the things of the area that I stayed in. Later, a friend of mine schooled me to everything. But, you know, a guy sends his dogs down here to be bred. So I had a little kennel set up out here at my cousin's house. Bro, actually a pretty nice kennel set up. And the dogs could run and do whatever. So, you know, I had the dogs out. And at nighttime, you know, you had several different runs that they could run. So we left them out. It wasn't a big deal. Well, you know, his wife or girlfriend at the time comes out, and the dogs are evidently in some kind of trouble. So come to find out, and the name of the snakes that actually got it going was, they're called, I think, pygmy rattlesnakes, but it was some little-ass snakes. He lost two dogs. I lost two dogs. Now, you know, of course, I felt like shh about the dogs, you know, all of the dogs passing. And we went through it like 900 times on Facebook. But, you know, I will explain this, and that's one thing that I've stepped up and I said, you know what, no matter what, I'm gonna help you out to get your yard back on track and do this deal. So this thing turns into another situation. And the situation this turns into is another one of those things to where it's like I feel like it's trying to be held over my head. Because I will say this, since then, on the behalf of that deal, I've done three breedings. You know, I've done three breedings, and actually might be on the end of a fourth breeding, because I'm probably one of the rare breeders that I consider four puppies a litter. And one of the litters didn't have four puppies. But now that's probably going to be four breedings that I've done from this situation to try to make that situation right. He had a thing with a puppy. And this is just to give people an idea of what I had to deal with this. And it's a lot of people that attest to this. I bought a female, and he wanted to, you know, he made a deposit on a puppy or whatever. Next thing I know, he's all over Facebook with one of these blast things again and telling people that I don't own the female. It took the individual to sell me the female to come on there and say, what are you talking about? This man owns the dog. And so, of course, everybody who had any interest in the breeding or was trying to make deposits, now they're all shook up, and everybody didn't see where the guy came on there. But anyway, you know, I had to go through that with him, but he still got his puppy. You know, he actually ended up getting off of another breeding, got his puppy and his paperwork. So even as short ago as December, I'll never forget it, because I was at the gym. We talked forever. You know, we talked about his stud and the issues with the paperwork on his stud and different things. And this deal was still in place that I'm not like a puppy mill breeder. I don't have a ton of litters. And I had litters, but I told him, anytime if you see me doing something and you want that dog, go ahead and get the dog. So really, at that time, I reached out to him and I told him, hey, man, I got some stuff coming up. If you want another puppy or another two puppies and that help you out or that help you, you know, help you feel like everything is squashed or whatever for these dogs accidentally getting killed, you know, I'll do that. Now, we just had that conversation, I might add. You know, I'm not a screenshot guy, but it's in the box. Why, without even speaking to me again, you jump on Facebook, and this is like the fifth time with this, oh, my God, my dog's this, my dog's that. I've already said that your dogs died. Then it became a thing, oh, you stole my dogs. I don't need to steal dogs. If I want, I can make a couple phone calls and people give me dogs just because I've given them dogs. That's what I say. I understand at this point you can't make everybody happy. And you're going to have some of these, you know, individuals that no matter what you do, it's going to be one of those things. But I went out my way to try to make the situation right, you know. And I'm like, you know, at that time, I mean, there really is nothing else that I could do. You know, I lost two dogs. He lost two dogs. Got a fifth one confiscated. End up getting her back, and it was just a situation, some damn snakes. I didn't know the precautions that everybody else knew to put lime down and all this other stuff because we was close to water out there. But, you know, it's one of those things that all I can do is offer, you know. I mean, even the individual, when I tell you the breeding that I did, one of the individuals I don't get along with at all, and he was shocked, like, he had the breeding off Denzel, and he was worried about getting his papers. Sure enough, he got his papers. I told him, man, this is business. And that's not the hard part. I think one of the biggest things that happened with this stuff is that, just like in all business, sometimes if a person doesn't get their way, they throw tantrums. If you can't, you know, we breed dogs. We don't make them, you know. So sometimes you might have to wait 4, 5, 6 months or whatever. And if you bypass something else and say, I don't want that, you might have to wait some more months. You know, and that's just what I tell them. And then several times, like I told you, it's been a thing where, oh, well, I'm just going to wait. Even when you try to put the money back on them. And, you know, like I said earlier in the conversation, this is a thing to where I deal with hundreds of people, literally. You know, over these years, whether it was breedings, puppies, shows, whatever. And literally on this thing, you have, you know, three or four people with all this drama. And three of them have been emphatically proven liars. And the other person is, you know, I feel like the person whose dog died, yeah, I would definitely take care of you, you know, because if they were in my care, I'm going to take care of them. But at the same time, I'm not going to let you put a noose around my neck and act like that I'm your puppy. Not when I'm, you know, since then I've had two or three breedings. You could have got dogs off of those breedings. Right. But instead, it's just a pick and choose time to where, oh, yeah, you know, whenever you got an attitude and then sometime you're my friend, I'm not going to play that game. So like I told him, you know, I'm doing, just like I told you at the beginning, I'm doing some breedings now, doing AI. He can have those dogs. You know, if he needs something out of there, he can have them. If he needed a breeding off of one of my studs, I've been more than willing to do that. But at some point, it has to be a limit to this. I don't owe you for the rest of your life for your dogs accidentally dying, because I feel like it's a double-edged sword. Because when he wanted to bring the dog, I always like to ship the semen out. You know, and I do board dogs out. Since then, I've probably boarded 50, 60 dogs and did the breedings for people. No problems, but I feel like at the same time, you know, when the dogs were sent to me, I was being gracious and saying, hey, bring the dogs. I do as many AIs. I keep the dogs. I don't need nothing extra. And an accident happened, and I was more than willing to make up for the accident, but at the same time, you're not going to pimp me and keep on going. And, you know, and then all of the nasty attacks and the lies and the slander all over Facebook. At some point in time for me, and that's why I've gotten a little more aggressive about things, is people have to be held accountable for their actions also. Because in business, if they look at this as business, in business things will happen. But, you know, but how you handle how those things happen is, you know, is a different story. You know, The car lot messed up the rim on my tire. If I go in there and I start kicking shit over and acting a damn fool, I really don't expect them to act like everything's kosher in there. But
right.
with that situation, I was honestly trying to work with the individual, but I'm not going to take the disrespect.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I mean,
now,
I
don't mean to cut you off, but people are asking questions.
No problem.
And asking, why has it taken 3 years to try and make things right with the individual who lost his dogs?
Well, it's been a process,
right.
Because even over these 3 years, it's been breedings. But at the same time, you can't force things on nobody.
Right.
from the beginning, it's always been if you see something and I own it personally. Or whether it's a puppy or whatever, and that's what you needed, then we could work that out. You could get the puppy. To whoever asked the question, at the same time, it's obviously that this is not a person who's. I'm not trying to duck and dodge or not trying to kick out. If I'm doing all these breedings for people and shipping off puppies and doing all these other things, and just like I said in December when I called, I don't breed a lot. If the deal was for me to give. Puppies, it would have had to be, I breed once or twice a year. Some of the stuff that I breed, certain people don't like. But at the same time, it's like, you can have this. That's not a big issue. And for a year and a half out of there, I shut it down altogether because I was sick. So I wasn't even doing any kind of breedings or much stuff with dogs, period. So that's the time frame. But the thing is, we might be at the same point. Because out of the breedings I do, if these puppies hit the ground and this individual decides, hey, I don't want to take none of these puppies, then we'd be right back at the same position. Him probably doing whatever.
Okay. All right. And finally, another one that says, ask why he got 4 screen names. I got to laugh at that.
Yeah, what?
Why do you have 4 screen names?
Well, first of all, I guess that's somebody trying to be a jackass. I don't have 4 screen names. I have 2. One of them says Quincy Terrell, which is my name backwards. That's the page that I'm primarily with dogs on. The other one says my real name, Terrell Quincy. And that's one where I've talked to family and people back at home more so than anything. Now, the other two are pages, Hall of Fame Bullies and Denzel's page. So, I mean... I don't know. Maybe that answers the question.
Yeah. And then finally, debatable. What do you feel about that? A lot of people use that as a source to get their rants out. Whether it's true or false. I'm not talking about just this situation, but in general, when they have something against somebody, that's usually the venue that they take. Why haven't you not responded in those posts there? And they're asking.
Well, this is my thing about debatable. It's nonsense. I've seen my friends get in there, and it's nonsense. I've seen where a young lady who has a litter, while these people were making all these accusations about Denzel, she's getting into the argument. And saying, look, I got a litter of 8. I'll DNA my puppies against anybody. My semen was good. Then you have another individual who's taking Denzel to the vet himself. Well, I met him there. He's seen the semen pulled, actually seen the semen up on a computer screen, had talked to the vet, knows the whole situation. He's like, oh, the dog is good. I did my breeding, no problem. You had several of these people jumping on there and saying this, and you know what happened? They erased their post so that they can continue to lie. And once you get in that situation, I feel like, it's an old saying, if you argue with a fool from a distance, they can't tell who's who. I wasn't going to argue with fools, because I'm from a little bit of an old school to where I don't even like to do the whole arguing on Facebook thing. I hear people throw out so much like, let's handle our business like a man, let's handle our business like a man. I don't know what man they're talking about, but men handle their business one-on-one, face-to-face, or however they want to do it. To me, I think debatable is a lot of bullshit because it seems like a thing where it's not about dogs. It's about controversy. And that's why I don't respect it. I don't respect a lot of the stuff on there because a lot of the people are on there trying to make a name for themselves by stirring up controversy. And to me, you know, it's one of the main reasons why the American Bully is, you know, turning the shit right now is because you have people who claim to be prevalent and they don't, you know, they don't, all this is controversy. You see these guys that call them, you know, they're like the little bully celebrities or whatever. But if you really look at them and look at their yard, it's no dogs. The thing that they're known for is either bashing other people, being in the middle of some controversy. And really I felt like that everything that went on over the last week, it was just a strong attempt to be controversial, you know, because, I mean, just for instance, while certain people are making accusations about me and saying things, just like you said, your inbox is flooding right now. You know, I got an inbox flooding right now with people who saying, you know, why didn't this individual take care of me when he sold me a puppy with Demodex and ignored me for the last 3 years? I got an individual to say, why is this person selling dogs and or trying to sell dogs and getting attitude because they didn't have the papers and I wasn't going to be involved in the deal if they didn't have the papers. And see, and if I go on there and I start making those same type of attacks, you know, it becomes an evolving thing. So I prefer to sit back and say, look at the facts. And I think over the last week, the facts sort of presented themselves, the clowns presented themselves, you know, and I mean, and not to be, I mean, well, we all adults here, but it was so much nonsense that was being said. And like I told you, I'm a little bit old school to where I feel like even the individual that I have that I'm giving the dogs to, I told him and I won't be shy about it. Because of the level of constant disrespect, I will give you your dogs, but at the same time, you have to see me on something else, on a real grown man level. Because I get, you know, business is one thing, but those people over there in Debatable, it seems like they think it's funny to try to say, you know, play that computer gangster role, and that just sort of ain't my temperament. I don't want to go over there. I'd rather just talk about dogs, you know, because you know, I might see you at a show, and I might do something to you. So I just rather just stay in my lane.
Right, right. Unfortunately, I have a medical emergency that I need to get to. Dev Green, please take over. I will if I hope it's not what it is. I think, but if it's not, I will call back.
Hey, get off the air, brother. Take care of yourself.
I gotta go.
God bless.
I gotta go. Kev Green, Dane,
okay.
Take it from here. I'll talk to you guys.
Hello.
You're listening to the Bully Block. Bully Block.
What up?
Live with your hosts, Supreme, Dayton Bodine, and Danny T.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo.
This is Kev?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. All right, man. I apologize, everybody, man. Danny had to cut out of here, man. You guys are tuned in. I appreciate everybody who's tuned in, man. We got a lot of callers listening in, man. We're on the line with Dayton and Terrell. Hey, Dayton, do you got anything for Terrell?
No, actually, I don't, man. You know, there's a lot of things he was talking about that I do agree with, though. You know, you can only do so much for people. Sometimes shit doesn't work out, you know what I mean? People waiting for shit, you know, it's just sometimes just shit doesn't work out, man. Shit happens, you know. But, no, I don't got anything else for him, man.
Yeah,
all right, cool, man.
I mean, and I think, you know, to just to reiterate on it, that's, you know, Dayton, and I mean, we all, a lot of us go way back to the ODE days and stuff. And, you know, this new atmosphere that's being created in the bully world is really detrimental to the dogs. You know, even like this, I'm gonna put you on blast thing. You know, and we left off talking about Debatable. You know, I don't see where any of that's like.
Hello, are you here? You there, Terrell?
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was just saying, you know, this whole, you know, atmosphere and environment that's been created in the American Bully world, to me, is like detrimental. Because, you know, we left off talking about Debatable, and that's the funniest thing, is because you see, you know, some of us been around way too long, and you know, just to see the change where it's all about controversy. You know, you have these people on there now, and they have so much to say, but even if you ask them about the basics of what the dog should be, or the structure of the dog, or how the dog should be bred, or, you know, health issues, or even breeding things, they can't tell you anything, but they can tell you every bit of gossip from the East Coast to the West Coast to the Philippines. And it's,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and
yeah,
to
sure.
me, all of that stuff is what's making the bully gang, like, you know, crazy. You know, if it's not somebody mad at, you know, Dave Wilson one day, or, you know, Dax Line the next day,
yeah,
or this person the next day, you know, it's always controversy. And if you look at it now,
yeah, we were going to actually, you know, feature Debatable on here, and then we kind of like, you know, kind of stepped back away from that because, you know, ever since it started, nothing positive has really ever come out of Debatable. All it is is, you know, people go in there and argue and talk crap to each other, and that's pretty much basically the extent of it. So we're not going to, you know, feed into that. Like, I got a lot of people trying to come on the air right now, and, you know, we're not doing all that on this show. We do have a caller, though. Andrew Woodson here does have something he wants to say, though. What's going on, Andrew?
What's going on? What's going on, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
All right.
Good. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Terrell, man? We met back at Nationals this year, man. A guy with FAB. Our booth was right across from you guys, man.
Okay. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, man. I've been listening all night, man. Big fan of, you know, the American Bully, and we came on strong last year. Had a good year. I wanted to talk about some of the other stuff you've been doing, man. I know you had to address this issue, but I saw a couple things, man, where you did some studs. Help for cancer, the big things you've been doing for the kids and Christmas, how you guys adopted some families, man. I want to talk about that kind of stuff for the bully community, man. I know Kev is doing a lot of that stuff, and you know, Killanois, you know, they've been doing stuff since, you know, MSN boards. You kind of brought that up a little bit. But I wanted you to tap into that, because I got about six kids who are glued to this thing, and whenever Kev kind of gets on these subjects, it takes me 6 days to get them up to speed. But I want you to talk about some of that stuff that D-Line is doing, and the concept, what you guys are doing. Because a lot of people almost don't understand how you get to the place you're at, Terrell, with a dog like Denzel, the following, and why people believe in you for you even have this kind of talk around the dog in the camp, the program that you have, because it's a program. It's a lifestyle. I hear you say it all the time when I talk to you. But if you can address some of that, I'm not going to stay on the line. Kev, thanks a lot, man. See you in 2 weeks. Dayton, you already know what it is, man. But Terrell, if you can address some of that stuff, I don't want to steal the program away, but I want you guys to kind of talk about that just a little bit, Terrell, because like I said, those are some of the things that are missing. Those are the things that need attention. And like you said, we're giving a lot of energy to some stuff that, you know, for us old school cats that believe a certain way, you know, this is water under the bridge. So you guys have a good night, man. But if you could, Terrell, man, please address some of those things, man, that D-Line is you know, breaking out of camp on.
Oh, okay. Well, this year, I mean, D-Line, you know, is we always say we're not a group, we're a family. And one of the things that we did this year, we did do a lot of smaller charity things. And this year we want to go into a bigger set. Me and my partner, Danny, at Top Shelf, we are setting up a show here in Florida with some of the other Florida, other Florida members. And that one is going to be a breast cancer, you know, awareness show. And we're going to do the whole pink thing, and I'm getting in some sponsors, and of course I'm gonna have to take some money out of my own pocket, but we're really, really going to push to get people to donate. And, you know, whatever we come up with, our goal is sort of a lofty goal for a first show of trying to raise $10,000. But it's really not that lofty when you think about what people sell puppies for, you know. And if people can find it out of the kindness of their heart to donate maybe the proceeds from one of the puppies off of a litter or something like that, things can go up. And it doesn't have anything to do with me. You know, your whatever checks are being written, you know, that goes directly to these people. It never touches my hand if anybody worried about it being a con. But I feel like, honestly, that us in this community, we have one of the most negative images of any dog breed. I don't think it's a probably to that. It's a guarantee that it is. And one of the things we need to do is we need to start reaching out and helping, you know. Our community has gotten to the point where it's all about take, 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 take. And especially with some of the money that's being thrown around in this community just on dogs, if some of that's filtered into helping other people, you know, it's like it's a good thing twofold, because you help people. And then at the same time, some people who might not want us to have the dogs that we have see where our hearts are at and come in and get a chance to get introduced, you know, introducing new people to the breed. And it helps us out. And, you know, every D-Line show is going to be an event where we're giving back, you know, whether it's the Children's Hospital. That's one of our favorites that we're going to try to do. We're going to try to push a program to have more bullies as therapy dogs and going in, you know, to visit kids and maybe some elderly people at nursing homes and different things like that. To, you know, it's a good, once again, good thing twofold, to where kids get a chance to profit and, you know, do things that they usually wouldn't be able to do. And the dogs themselves, you know, people get to see what we get to see on a daily basis, that our dogs are not as horrible as they portray them to be. So, you know, I think, you know, in closing on that topic, anybody that's listening, it doesn't have to be an organized thing through D-Line or Killer Noise or any specific kennel. If you just feel like, I want to do something, I know a guy here who, you know, he's into cane corsos. He sold a puppy for a nice chunk of change. And he just took that money, man, and went and bought a bunch of toys and went straight to the hospital with him. And it was, you know, and just that one act, you know, it's probably unbelievable the impact that he made on some kids' lives that day. So I really do encourage everybody to start thinking more about the big picture.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Shit, what you got in line? I did have Danny wanted to come out here, man. I don't know where he went, man. He was wanted to come out here and talk a little bit. What you got coming up for D-Line in 2015 and 2016?
Well, the main thing, you know, this is going to be our first year where we do some shows. And like I say, those shows are more so events, to where we're having the whole, you know, pizza party for kids and doing a lot of things like that. I'm back to being a full house. Some people know I had a couple of health issues, you know, now I'm doing a lot of breedings again, just more so, you know, trying to preserve that old look, you know, that old edge look. You know, I'm doing a lot of old blood Nemesis and Remy, and of course the blood that I already have. So, you know, that's a majority of our plan, and we plan on hitting a lot of shows as of right now. I mean, last year we hit a lot of RKC shows, and we were real deep at Nationals, and we plan on just expanding on it and trying to have as much fun as we possibly can.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Do you got any next generation studs coming out?
Yeah, I got...
Off of Denzel?
Yeah, well, I have, a friend of mine, actually, I didn't produce him, I'll say that right off the top, but we have a boy named Spud who is a Denzel son. My friend of mine, James Walker, produced him, and he's phenomenal. You know, he's pretty much Denzel with probably better, tighter feet and I mean, he's real close to what his dad is. A little bit more size on him, but I think he's going to do real good in the ring. Then we have my Bistro side, which is Bistro bred to Denzel's daughter Mandela, and I'll be bringing him out pretty soon. And I mean, I guess the easiest way to say him and Denzel is in there. And he crushes Denzel, and that's not an easy thing to do. But when they stand next to each other, it's just his bone, his size, confirmation. He gets them. So yeah, those are gonna be my next two projects as far as studs go.
All right. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Is there anything else you want to let everybody know, before we move on?
I guess, coming from my perspective, you know, if you in this dog thing, cut the drama. That's the easiest way. A lot of stuff can be avoided. Handle your business man to man. The whole Facebook, internet thing, that's drama. You know, I'm not going to take a shot at Debatable, but we already stated that's drama. You know, get back to just, you know, us doing dogs. And if you got business, handle your business like a man or a woman and do, you know, and do it man to man. Keep everybody else out your stuff and it'll work a lot smoother for you. But, you know, I thank y'all for sure for having me on, fam.
For sure, man. We appreciate it, man. Appreciate you taking the time out. I know you're busy, man. And I hope, you know, people got some questions answered that they wanted to, man. And, you know, shouts out to you, man. Shouts out to everything you did with Denzel. And best of luck to you in the future, bro.
All right. You have a good one, fam.
You too, Quincy.
All right.
Bully Block Radio.
You know what it is.
I bully. Do you?
Yeah, you already know what it is. You are now tuned in to the number one radio station in the bully world today, Bully Block Radio, with your host Kev Green, Dayton Bodine, and Revved Up Danny.
You know.
You're listening to the Bully Block. Bully Block.
What up?
Live with your hosts, Kev Green, Dayton Bodine, and Danny T.
All right, man. Thanks, everybody, tuning in, man. We appreciate you, man. The boards have been lighting up, man, this whole show, man. I had Danny from Top Shelf. He was going to come on. I lost his call. Danny, if you're still listening, press 1, sort of let me know that you want to come on. As far as everybody else that wanted to, get on the air and, you know, all that, you know, like, you know, that we're not here for that, you know, that we're not here to, you know, have a, you know, blast show and everybody arguing and everything on the air, you know, like, you know, no disrespect or nothing to anybody's situation, but the radio right here isn't the spot to air that out, you know what I'm saying? You all do that between yourselves, man, and, you know, keep it like that. No disrespect to none of you. I know some of you guys are my friends, whatever. But, you know, this is not the place for that. So I want to let everybody know what's going down. 2 weeks, Peoria, Illinois, Triple ABKC show. We got Rolando Mata. We got Ty Lumley. We got James Feltus all the way from Las Vegas coming to the Midwest to judge that, man. I got about 10 booths left, and it's going to be a sold-out event. Make sure you talk to me. I got some booths left for $100. They include 2 admissions, 6 dogs, and, you know, table chairs, all that, whatever. Some of them have pipe and drape, some of them don't. This show is going to be featuring free junior handlers for all 3 shows. The sponsors for those junior handler classes are Atomic Bullies Midwest. It is also Killinoise Kennels, and it is also Pure Country Kennels. The 3rd show is free. You just got to pre-register. The link is on the event page, and that is sponsored by 765 Bullies, Diamond H Kennels, Varsity Bloodline, and as well as Atomic Bullies Midwest. Man, we got a lot of sponsors for Peoria, man. It's going down. We are going to have a full fun show there also. The Bully Chamber Fun Show. I'll maybe post a little more information on that. The judge for the fun show is going to be Ruben Diaz. The following weekend, March 7th, it's going down Hutchinson, Kansas. We're having a triple show there. It's right by Wichita, maybe an hour outside of Wichita. Triple show. Judges are Ty Lumley, John Sweet, and Patrick Volpe. Triple show for that. All the junior handlers are going to be free as well. As well as the third show is going to be free as well. With, you know, you got to pre-register, though. The sponsors for that show are Willie Hernandez, Arrowhead Bullies, Bully Gang or Die, Reflection Bullies, High Class Bullies, and Varsity Bloodline. Big shout out to all of them. Also, right after that, 2 weeks after that, March 21st, Shelbyville, Kentucky, it's going down. We got a double show going down there. We got Rolando Mata, Patrick Volpe. Make sure you get a hold of me. Booths are real cheap for that one. Next month after that, April 18th, it's going down Detroit. Triple show is going to be going down there. Free junior handlers as well at that one. And we will be also doing the free third show. I have Rachel Ogletree booked for that. I have Rolando Mata booked for that. And I have Mo Barrow booked for that. So, shit, man. Our prayers are going out to Danny, man. I don't know what happened with him. He had to get out of here in a hurry. Shit, man. What you got going on, Dayton?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, man. I hope everything, you know, hope everything works out with everything's cool with
what Danny got going on, man. That's crazy.
But, shit, man, same old shit, like I said, bro. You know, it sounds like you got it going on, bro. About to be all over the map, huh?
Oh, shit, man, yeah, we trying to go all over the place. I think we did 11 shows last year. I'm going to fuck around and do 15 this year. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'll be setting up some more shows.
Hell
I got
yeah.
March 9th, or May 9th, it's going to be going down in St. Paul, Minnesota, AVKC show. July 25th, Tallahassee, we're going to be down there. August 29th, we're going to be in Kentucky again by Bowling Green. September 5th, St. Paul. September 19th, Fort Wayne. I'm working on South Carolina. Regionals is, of course, going to be in St. Louis again, October 17th. So make sure you guys come out, head out to that. And
that's that same event or same spot?
Same spot, yep, it's going down. We're going to try to do that every single year. I might be setting up a spring show for that, too. I'm trying to figure out. The guy wants me to come in and do two shows at that place, man. So I'm going to try to set up a spring show. It's real nice, man, with the green carpet and everything. I think that's probably one of the nicest show ring places I've been to.
Yeah, yeah, that shit looks good, man. It does look good, on, especially on camera and shit and all that, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Oh, and I'm going to let everybody know, March 7th in Kansas, we're doing the Bully Chamber Fun Show. The fun show judges there are going to be Natasha and Larry Schwed, Goochland Pitts. You know, Larry and his wife are going to be the judges for that, man. So make sure you guys come out. Goochland will be in the building March 7th in Kansas.
That's what's up, man. That's what's
shit,
up, man.
Man.
You got to get Killer Noise in on one of those fun shows, man. Get us in there judging one of them fun shows for you, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. For sure. I got you on the next one you want to come out to, bro. You can judge that, man. That's how we're going to be doing the Bully Chamber. We're going to be doing the Bully Chamber kind of like that. I'm going to be posting some more information. It's going to be kind of like a fun show league kind of thing and kind of have, you know, like respected people judge it, you know, like you, Larry, you know, people that, you know, people were going to respect judging their dogs pretty much, you know.
Shit, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Yeah, that shit does sound like a good idea, something different to have at the shows and shit, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, and it's also going down June 14th in Fort Wayne. Don't forget about that. Fort Wayne, Indiana is going down June 13th in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Correction on that is June 13th. And be sure it's going to be going down there, same place as the Family Affair Bully Show was last year. It's going to be the part two this year, so make sure you guys mark your calendars for that.
Yeah, for sure, man. I want to get one out there, man. April 11th out in Elkhart, Indiana. We're having an IBKC show out there, man, thrown by George Bostic. And, you know, I'll be out there judging. John Easterly will be out there judging. And Steve from Pure Blue Pits will be out there judging. Man, it's going to be a real good time. So anybody that is available to get out there, man, come out there and check us out, man. We're going to have a real good time out there for sure. I just got Jason Blue calling in, man. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I think he's wanting to call in or something. Jason Blue, if you're listening, press one.
All right. We're going to be doing a hold on. We're going to be right back after this.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. The game is for the taking. A lot of kennels slacking up. Feel you got a beast? Bring them out, stack them up. You see this monster, chin up and chest out. Huge head, cock diesel, now bring the rest out. I hit the boards and I asked who the best out. They said bring the South, Elite Edge and Midwest out. I'm with the bully block, man, they brought the press out. My dog's eating good as me, never stressed out. Media, rather frightened than enlightened, y'all. Van a misbrand, but the bully ain't a fighting dog. The temperament is cooler than the fan, while the lap dogs...
You're listening to the Bully Block. Bully Block.
What up?
Live with your hosts, Lynn Green, Dayton Bodine, and Danny G.
All right. I want to do a contest right here for anybody who's listening right now. I'm going to give away a free t-shirt. I got some t-shirts that say stack up or shut up on them from Bully Fresh Apparel. Just came in. I got sizes small through 3X. This is going to be the question. I want you to name three dogs out of the Midwest that were very monumental dogs, very history-making dogs, that a lot of people, respected and built their yards off of. If you can name three of those and tell me what yard they came off of, you win a shirt. So press 1 if you're listening. If you're listening on your computer, call in 619-639-4636 and press 1. I'll give you a little time right now. Once again, we'll do two. Two dogs, two studs in the Midwest that are very popular over the years. Very, a lot of people have them in their yard, foundation, things like that.
Shit, I mean, is,
I know you can take
am I able to get in on this, bro, or? No.
No,
just messing
with nobody
you.
If nobody
well, let
wants
me get in here, I'll
yeah,
name every stud Midwest. I might need me about 10 sweatshirts.
Let's see here. Once again, all you got to do is press 1. Anybody, if not, then we'll just start talking about some monumental studs in the Midwest. Let me see, man. I got a lot of people inboxing me about this show tonight.
Yeah, don't be shy, man.
I apologize.
We know y'all listening in. You don't tune in with us, man. Press 1. That's the problem, man. Everybody out here too shy to get on this radio, Kev. I'll be trying to get people to come on here all day, every day, man. And they scared for that live talk.
Scared for
press
nobody
1. Come on, Midwest. Come on.
All right, we got somebody right here. 419-708. Oh, they hung up. All right. So I'm going to talk about one. I'm going to talk about one dog that I'm going to take one of the easy ones. T.I. T.I. was off of Steve Pure Blue Pitt's yard. How long ago you think T.I. was born?
Oh, man, I'm not 100% sure, bro. He's probably a good 7 years, 8 years ago or something like that. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah, and Steve was right out of, I think it was Crown Point, Indiana, produced by Steve, and is the father to one of the world's most famous American bullies, Biz Markie. And Steve sold Biz Markie, was a pup that nobody really wanted. He sold it and got it back a few times and ended up selling it to the guy who owns him now. And now Biz Blood is worldwide and has a big following. I mean, now that there's these really super exotic dogs coming around, you know, Biz Markie ain't as, you know, big of a deal as he used to be or as unique as he used to be. But he was way before his time. And that's one. So let's get a caller here and see what they got. Caller 309-645, you're live on the air.
What up, Nate Dogg?
What up, Nate Dogg? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I thought I'd chime in and give dog number two, I guess, since y'all don't have my size anyway. Give it away to a skinny person, one of the junior handlers. I'm going to have to say Pee-wee would be the other one. I know Clint didn't produce him or nothing, but, God, I mean, if you're talking about,
Midwest born and bred.
Then the whole Illinois yard.
You're right. Well, that's the obvious.
Fuck, I got at least 60 there. Shit, that's at least 30 shirts.
Yeah, you're right. What do you think off your yard would be the most, stud? I don't know how to say that. Like the most dominant or the
Debo,
most
influential. I'd probably say Debo.
Debo?
Yeah, I'd probably say Debo, man. He's a lot of the well-known Midwest kennels. A lot of them guys come down here and tap into Debo. Almost everybody. Debo's got kids all over the world, man. He's got dogs in Hawaii, the Virgin Islands, all over the place, man. I've had people come from all over the place use Debo, man. California, all over, man. And he's probably the face of our kennel, man. He was the first big stud we had, you know what I mean? He wasn't somebody that I produced, but, you know, I definitely did a lot of real big things with him, man. He comes straightly off of Daz and Madness. If you ask me, that was Daz's best breeding ever, if you ask me. Probably Debo, right there with Rocky as well. I didn't quite stud out Rocky as much as I did Debo, being that I produced him and that, you know, I was really trying to not really let a lot of people use him. I was wanting to, you know, people to more, if they wanted a Rocky puppy, they would come and buy a Rocky puppy from Illinois Kennels, you know what I mean? And, he was kind of like, you know, in the same sense of T.I., you know what I mean? He was a dog way ahead of his time. He was, you know, one of the, he's one of the best producers I've had and ever seen, man. He throws it down every time I ever bred him, so.
Well, I'm sure something had to come out of Mark's yard once or twice that was, you know, he's been around for a long time, I'm sure. I don't know any names, but I'm sure
Mark has some real nice dogs too, man. He's had some Debo blood over his yard as well, you know. Mark, I know he had a real nice Enzo son at one time that I guess it was a collaboration between him and Steve. I want to put one out there. I want to put Master P's Hennessy. One of the founding dogs of the Midwest, you know what I mean? One of my favorite dogs of all time, man. You know, directly off of Cairo and Tiki, that was one of That was one of Cairo's best breedings, if you ask me. You know, Cairo and Tiki. You had Leilani was owned out there by New Trojan Kennel. She was a real nice female. You had Hennessy. You had quite a few nice dogs off of that, man. That's kind of, his litter mates is kind of hard for me to remember right this second, but I can't remember. There was one boy that was out on the East Coast. It was real, real nice. I can't remember his name right offhand, but I was trying to tap into him. But Hennessy, you know, Master P Kennels, they was, you know, they're one of the kennels that helped me get to where I am today. You know, I did a lot of business with Paul and Cindy, and, you know, I had a couple Hennessy, I had a Hennessy son and a Hennessy daughter, which when they bred her, bred Hennessy to Paradise, you know, one of Short Shot's best daughters. They did that breeding, and, you know, it created Menace and, you know, My Boy Havoc and Prodigy. And, you know, I also had Buck and a Quarter's litter mate sister. You know, Buck and a Quarter was another dog that, you know, was ahead of his time. He was a big, badass dog, man. Still to this day, probably one of my favorites, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you,
you know,
another
they
one
had
that
it
was
going
a,
on over there.
I'll tell you another one that was a badass in his time. That's that motherfucking Castro. That motherfucker was that motherfucker was nice as fuck.
Hell yeah.
I'ma let you I'ma let y'all go. I'ma let y'all go, man. Y'all should have let everybody in the queue get on tonight, man. I was ready for a good show. I wanted to hear everything. fuck this one side. I wanna hear everything.
Castro puppies coming down here at Killinoy Kennels, man.
I plugged her good time, man. That bitch is huge.
Hell yeah.
Hey, we got to call it. We got to call it right here. Area code 419-708. He's the one to get. He's the one to get on. All right, see you there, dog.
All right,
see you there. See you there, Nate Dog. All right, caller 419-708. You're on the Bully Block. What's going on?
Hey, this is George Bostic from Elkhart, Indiana. Just calling in to chat with you all.
What up, George?
What's up, man?
Going down April 11th. Going
man,
down April 11th in Elkhart, man.
Trying to have one of the best shows out here, man, that the Midwest has ever seen. Anything that I've seen from all the other shows that I've went to, I'm trying to incorporate all that into one show, man, and just give it to you.
Show, man, for sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I called
what's
in.
Up, man. I want to get into the contest, man, or plug your show?
Well, I don't really necessarily want to get into the contest. I just had a couple dogs, man, that I thought that made a difference in the Midwest. Of course, off of Big Kev's yard, man, Crumb Juice. I think he, we didn't get a chance to get a lot of his blood out here, but what we got, man, he made a difference in the Midwest.
Yeah
most
sure.
Definitely. I agree with that one for sure.
He was alive, and, you know, just all of that Midwest monsters, everything that Kev has ever done, man, it just really made a difference out here in the Midwest. And then a little bit more up to date, you know, just tapping in what you all was doing tonight with the D-Lions, man, I think Benny has a lot of blood out here in the Midwest, man, that has, you know, that can stand up with, you know, anything out there.
Just two
of my favorite dogs out here in the Midwest, man.
That's what's up, man.
I see you got a lot going on, George.
Man, just working hard on this show, man. You know, a couple breedings, you know, trying to make this thing happen again, man. I had jumped out for a while, man. I had moved away, man, and I dealt with some sicknesses for a few years, man, in and out of the hospital from 2009 until 2012, man. And then after that, I just decided to jump all the way back into this thing, man, and just enjoying myself, just slowly but surely picking things up and making moves here and there, man. And just got a whole lot planned, man, for 2015 and 2016, man. Just enjoying this ride with the IBKC, with Dayton and everybody, man, and just trying to do it. You know, not a competition thing, man. Just, man, for the love of the dogs, for the love of the dogs. I never got into it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are in this bully movement for a whole lot of different reasons, man. But with me, man, you know, me being a pastor, being in church, man, a lot of people don't understand when I got into this, I never got into this, you know, for the money, for the prestige. I got it in this as a, if you allow me to say it, as a breath away from everything else, as from the life that I live, because that invokes so much of your life. And so these dogs is an outage for me, man. A wonderful outage.
That's what's up, man. That's what we like to hear, man. That's what one thing I like to always say, man, is bullies open doors, man. And, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know what I'm talking about, but, you know, people that doors that's open for them, they know what I'm talking about, man. And these dogs can get you to a way more, you know, yes. they can help you, you know, they can change your life, basically, is what I'm saying, man, if you do them right, man. So shouts out to you, man, for doing everything you're doing. And, you know, go ahead, whatever else you were saying. Let us know a little bit about what you got in store on the 11th.
Well, man, right now we're just trying to do the best we can to bring a little bit of everybody from everywhere, man. We have some individuals coming from Hawaii, from California, from Kansas City, from Texas, from Salt Lake City, of course, all over the Midwest. Like we talked about early, Dayton's going to be there. Judge and John and Steve is going to be there. Some of the best, you know, individuals that's in the Midwest is going to be there with us that day. You know, we're also having the two junior handler shows for free. Man, we have it set up where the junior handlers are getting trophies. The winners are getting trophies. All three spots, man, we're not doing where they're just getting no single ribbon. They're getting the three strand ribbons and all of that, man. Two shows that day. That's going to be real nice. 15 categories for the fun show. We're in a 16,000 square foot venue, pipe and drape in every single area. Let me see, man. What else are we doing? Then 3 miles from there, we got a hotel where you actually can take your dogs in. We're not doing the red roof in. We don't need no lights left on at the Motel 8. we're just trying to do it up. It's nice. Then the after party is right there in the ballroom of the hotel. Man, we know just want to, man, you know, I say it all the time, but, you know, it's not a spite at anybody else, man, but I just want to set the standard high for what we're doing.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I'm looking forward to being there and, you know, checking everything out, man. I know you're putting in a lot of work and got a lot of people bringing in a lot of big-name dogs from all over,
yeah.
Man. So I'm looking forward to getting to that one as well, man, for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think it's going to be hot. I think it's going to be good, man. And I want to tell y'all, man, I appreciate you all, you know, what you all are doing, everything, man. If we make this more about the bully community, man, and these dogs and what we love, man, I think everything will be better between all of us.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. All right, man, we appreciate you calling in, George.
All right, man, I'll be checking y'all out on Mondays.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks for calling in, man.
All right, man. We want to thank everybody who did call in tonight. And, you know, we're going to be here every single Monday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Central till 10:30, 11 o'clock. You know, however long we see to be on, man, we appreciate everybody for tuning in.
Everybody started getting worried, man. Everybody started getting worried. Thought we them 2 weeks, boy, I had my inbox filled up talking about where's the show, man. And they ain't used to that. They ain't used to, man. You got to give us a little break every now and then, man. But yeah, man. Shit, you know. Everybody was going crazy, boy. They loving the bully block these days, bro.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what we like to hear, man. Thanks, everybody, man, for tuning into us every week. We do appreciate it. Anybody, you know, ever want to get on the air, just press 1 and, you know, join the conversation. One or two more influential dogs I want to talk about the Midwest that we used to, before we get out of here, was Playboy, owned by Pachuco Pitts, produced by Mystical Kennels. He populated the whole island of Puerto Rico, I think. He was sold out in Puerto Rico. I think the whole Puerto Rico has Playboy blood, and now they're killing it. Eddie, I think, had got them back, and now, you know, they're killing it. They got them a whole bunch of new Playboy dogs, little dwarf dogs running around, man, killing shit on Facebook, man. So, and then we're going to go back to Gunny as well. Gunny Gunny was. Did Steve produce Gunny as well, right?
I believe so. I believe he did. Yeah. That was another. Yeah, that definitely was
the father of.
We got to remember some dogs here, man. I know I'm gonna have some people hating me after this, man. I want to put Outlaw Scrappy, man. Outlaw Scrappy.
Outlaw.
That was a Debo son. You know, I ain't trying to just stunt on Debo, but, you know, Manny up there did a lot of work with Scrappy, man. Turned him, you know, he wasn't a Debo son. He was Scrappy, you know what I mean? And, you know, shouts out to them for sure, man.
That's what's up, man. So, yeah, man, shit, I want to thank everybody who tuned in tonight, man. Be on the lookout for us next week. We're going to be right back with another hot show, man. We're going to have some good guests lined up. We'll probably have a little more, you know, a little more interaction with the callers and stuff, man. But, you know, like I said, man, you know, this ain't the place for the arguments and all that. You know, you got something to address, you know, right here is not the platform for that. We try to keep things as positive as we can right here for outside people listening in, because if somebody outside listening in thinking they're going to listen to a bully radio talk show and they hear a bunch of arguments and this, that ain't a good look. So we just try to do our part, man, let people speak their voice, you know, parts, and that's it, man. So thanks for tuning in. We do appreciate it. We're going to catch you right here next week. Catch you in Peoria, February 28th. Me and Dayton will be there. I think Danny's going to be there, too, man. We'll have a little Bully Block Radio banner hanging up there, man, and we're going to get it in, man. So we're going to catch you next week.
Test the Bully Block. Check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed. It'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs. Recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the Bully Block. Check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed. It'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. The game is for the taking. A lot of kennels slacking up. If you got a beast, bring them out, stack them up. You see this monster, chin up and chest out. Huge head, cock D's, then I bring the rest out. I hit the boards and I ask who the best out. They said bring the South, Elite Edge and Midwest out. I'm with the Bully Block, man, they brought the press out. My dog's eating good as me, never stressed out. Media, rather frightened than enlightened, y'all. Van a misbrand, but the bully ain't a fighting dog. The temperament is cooler than the fan. While the lap dog's high strung, pulling at your hand. With the breed, I'm a owner and a fan. For that backyard mid-ish, go holla at your man. Check the pedigree, we don't do the run around. This the bully breed, round here we shut them down. Check the Bully Block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Check the Bully Block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. What I like about the breed is selection. You can mix and match blood till you find perfection. Do some research, hit a show, find connections. Figure what type you shoot you like, make investments. For his features, I just found a pup with a short muzzle, block head, solid as a truck. I hit the vet, pick the ear style, cut it down. Let him heal, hit the first show, shut it down. I got credit, it was nothing to debate on. Wait until I work him out and put his weight on. Them dogs out when the stars around. An inner show where they customize cars and styles. A four-legged monster, freaked out collar spikes, posing with a credible celeb or the model type. It's undeniable when you see them come around. The bully breed, round here they shut it down. Test the Bully Block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the Bully Block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Every town, every state is a certified bully, looking great, looking good. In a show, stashed up, a pulling weight. 100 vans, 100 trucks full of crates. You got a little edge, then you shut it down.